Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so what we are talking about is how to, you know, remediate your situation of profound malnutrition that you got into. So beverages. It's nothing to just get these herbs. Once you get these herbs that I've listed today, you can just put them together in whatever concentration you find most pleasing in terms of flavor, boil them up in a tea, and keep that tea available, and drink a glass every day. It's very simple. And so now you've got this beverage that gives you all of these incredible benefits and allows your immune system and your body to do the job that maybe you are trying to accomplish with drugs, screening tests, hospitalizations, ritualized rape, call it a pelvic exam, ritualized assault, call it blood draws. So you can maintain your health. For example, I don't get any blood tests, no screening tests. I don't see a doctor. I live on a road that's so bad an ambulance couldn't possibly even get there. And I'm happy and I'm relaxed and I feel very confident. And you should too. Okay, so Danny says, misinformed. How about eating no animal? Okay. How about eating no animal? What does that mean, how about eating no animal? All right. So, Danny, I don't understand your question. Okay. Ellen says, all the herbs you mentioned, please. Cedric says, I'm not yelling. I'm happy. All right. Okay, so make a tea out of the herbs we talked about today and drink a glass of that. And if you don't like animal products for religious reasons, hey, don't eat them. And if you don't like molasses for whatever reasons, don't use it. So just use what you can use. And in either case, you're going to experience an improvement. So you don't have to agree with me on anything. It's like, it's okay. My husband and I were happily married for 7 years. We agreed on absolutely nothing. 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 You name it, we had different opinions about it. Only thing we agreed on is we liked each other. And that worked out real well. So all you have to do is just, take the part you can. So if you're a vegan or vegetarian, then from what I talked about today, you can make root beer. And that's going to upgrade your health and how you feel. And if you happen to be paleo, what the heck? Take the part about making sure you eat the underside of the rib. Make sure you chew that connective tissue on your plate and swallow it, the part you used to be throwing away. So just do what you can do. Now, the other thing you can do is, as Cedric says, get a farm. Or get it from a farm. But you have to seriously examine your inability to get, let's say you're okay with meat. Why can't you get a cow brain or a pig brain? Why can't you get the spleen or the kidneys or whatever? Answer, because someone else is in control of your food supply, because you don't have control. And so the question is, how can you restore control? You can restore control by raising your own animal. You can restore control by a direct relationship with the farmer, but you need to restore control. And that's really what the problem here is. It's not like, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is good. It's that We as human beings have abdicated, that means given up, surrendered, control over our food supply. And whoever feeds you owns you. You are their slave. Make no mistake about that. So because the person controls what you're eating, they are controlling what disease you're getting. And then they control the health system, right? And how you deal with those diseases. And so it puts you on a financial and time Ferris wheel that you never get off of. But once you take back control of feeding yourself, then that makes all the difference in the world. And that's what I'm talking about today, is you actually being able to control your health. And the only way you can control your health is by controlling what you eat. And if you don't do that, then you know, all this natural healing stuff is just, it's nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. You're not going to be able to access it. Because healing naturally is all about healing with food. And if you can't get the food that is needed for healing, then you're not going to heal. Okay, I'm vegan. Maritza says I'm vegan and I love it. Okay, Mitra, go ahead. Okay, so Maritza's taking vitality capsules and only has 2 bubbles a day. You have to up your water, increase your water, and maybe take a walk around the block. The other thing is you might need to control that ratio of cooked vegan to raw vegan. Now, what I found when I was vegan for 26 years, is I had actually problems. I was prone to constipation. And I don't know how vegan you are, but if your diet permits kombucha, which is living organisms, that will definitely help you go. If your diet permits sauerkraut juice, that will help you go. Okay. So pinworm, what do you do with pinworms? Person says turpentine's not helping pinworms. So you have to take a look at it. Is there something else going on that's attracting these pinworms? In other words, parasites, even worms, especially worms, they hang around because there's something you got that they like, namely dead tissue. Or a tissue that's not properly maintained. So pinworms hang around the intestinal butt area. So it might be that your deficiency lies in the area of gelatin, of frequency of bowel movements. And once you correct those 2 deficiencies, the turpentine might work. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so Elishama says a list of what I put in my tea. So sarsaparilla, and that would be root or bark. Sassafras. Nutmeg. Ginger. Licorice root, molasses, juniper berries, cinnamon, and that's it. That is it. Okay. All right. All right, so Sarah says, I get chicken from Whole Foods. Yeah. I know it's better to get it from the farm, but it's hard to find good farm around here. Besides, they all feed them corn and chemical, not natural stuff. All right. So you have to feed chickens corn or something, we'll call it unnatural. The reason for this is if you do not feed your chickens anything, then they will never come home to roost. The only reason chickens come home to roost in the evening, which is where you get them from to eat them, is because you're feeding them something they cannot get in nature. And so I found this out when I investigated raising chickens. I was going to raise my own chickens. By golly, now I was going to do it naturally. So I talked to locals, and I had a little chicken house, and I, you know, just really just getting ready. And so I was going to feed them all natural stuff and have them, you know, peck and hunt for their food and just kind of, you know, put a fence around them or something. But you have to, especially in this area, you have to have the chickens come back to the chicken house at night so you can lock them up to protect them from predators. But they will not come back to the chicken house unless you have some kind of special food for them, usually corn, that they cannot get outside. Now, you can give them a very small amount of corn, but that's the reality of raising chickens. So, needless to say, I did not raise chickens. Okay. Okay, so Daniel says, misinformed. Again, I was vegan for 26 years, so maybe I'm misinformed, but whatever. As a practical matter, I think if you're vegan and happy, continue to be vegan. And for me, I was vegan and very happy. Even when I woke up bedridden and couldn't get out of bed, I was still a happy vegan. But I said, wait a minute. Something's not working here. What could it be? And finally, I figured out it was a diet problem. And one slice of liver got me out of bed. So if you're vegan and things are going great, then I say continue. But if they're not, if you hit a rough spot, then probably a piece of liver will bail you out of it. Yikes, all chicken get corn. They have to get something. Here it's corn. Juniper is good for. Yeah. Chickens do like mealworms, and you can raise mealworms for them. But again, the big deal with chickens is they have so many predators that you've got to lock them up at night, or their predators will eat them. And that's, of course, if they're growing in a natural environment. And even if you have a fence, the predators can get over the fence. All right, we need to check out the chat room and give them a little bit of love here. All right. How can I lower the abnormal protein in my urine, eat less protein, that's one thing, and drink more water and poop more? Why are we talking about beverages? I thought no sugary stuff. Oh, good question. So the sugar in the root beer feeds the organisms that I put in there. And so through the fermentation process, the sugar actually goes away. You do have a very mild sweet taste from the licorice root. So if you don't put sugar in the root beer, it will not ferment, and it will not grow the good bacteria. The live chat is not on a radio station. It is actually on a website, healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. There you go. That's that. My energy went through the roof when I started blackstrap molasses. Ironically, I did not feel much of a change from Shilajit. Very good point. So blackstrap molasses contains B vitamins, Shilajit does not. Shilajit just contains trace minerals. Shilajit can't help you when you have a B vitamin deficiency, because what Shilajit does is Shilajit provides the trace minerals that act as cofactors to make your enzymes work properly. You can't even manufacture those enzymes in the absence of B vitamins. Okay, so Mary says, I'm a fan, but this whole pork thing as a vegan is a total turnoff. Well, then great. Make the root beer. Leave the meat stuff alone. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, so Ella feeds her chickens only with natural grains. But again, these are grains that you are feeding the chickens. They're not grains a chicken would ordinarily go get himself. And so what I'm trying to say is you have to supplement those chickens or they will not come home. And that's just the way it is. What do you suggest to stop hot flashes? Lots of water and enemas. They will go away. Ingredients and instructions for the tea. I'll have to check and see. I don't know. Okay. Okay, Linda, week two of pork broth. Is it okay to turpentine? Okay, so Linda, get the free report at vitalitycapsules.com. That tells you about the amount and everything. And whether or not you take turpentine is dependent on your bowel movements. That's the numero uno. Do you grow your own food in Panama? Sort of. I just forage and eat whatever is in the yard. So let me move my chair. Let's see. This way. Bananas! Another bunch from the yard. And let me show you another from the yard. We have chayote from the yard. I have two varieties of chayote. There's this one and this one. This one you can see is longer and tapered, and this is kind of rounder. I like this one better because it's got a bigger seed, which is very tasty. And the skin is very hard, so I can pop out the inside flesh easier. This one, the skin is kind of not really hard, not really soft. It's kind of in between. Annoying. But that's what's in the yard now. As you guys will recall, we had... What else do we have in the yard? Oh, we had scallions and tomatoes before, but right now, that's what's in season. Okay. Wait. Okay, so I don't exactly grow my food in Panama. I'm more of a passive whatever. Yes, you can take turpentine 24 days in a row. Usually I'd recommend no more than 30. Do you think following blood type diet is the correct way to go with? Again, I think the blood type diet, just my opinion, might be wrong, is simply a dietary regimen designed to sell supplements. So what happens with the blood type diet is your blood type, whatever you are, and then the person who wrote the book had a line of supplements for each different blood type. The diet he recommends for each blood type is mysteriously deficient in the supplements he's selling you for that blood type. So there you go. Michelle says, can you tell me more about Vitality Capsules? Oh my God, of course I can. So Vitality Capsules are a mixture of herbs and spices. And they put in a capsule, and they're designed to improve your circulation of blood throughout your body so all areas of your body can be detoxified. Then it increases the flow of bile through your liver. So once the liver soaks up the toxins, it can expel them into the bile, then increases bile flow into the intestines, and then increases the flow from the intestines into the toilet. So many cleansing regimens neglect the circulation, which brings all the toxins to the liver, or they neglect the flow through the bile in the liver to get it to the intestines. Or even worse, they neglect the small intestine and they only stimulate the large intestine. So Vitality Capsules does all of those things. And it's made with unprocessed whole herbs and spices. And it has no additives, fillers, or binders. And you can find out more about that on vitalitycapsules.com. We are going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
All right, so we have questions. Let's see. Nick says. Can coffee enemas lower PSA? They could, but that's not the problem. So first of all, you're treating the wrong thing. So the PSA is irrelevant. I would ignore it. The question is, are you having any symptoms? Are you having any difficulty urinating? That's the question. So you want to you don't want to chase imaginary problems. So if you're having difficulty urinating, if your prostate is enlarged, coffee enemas could help, but the real problem is your diet. You have to change that. Yeah, turpentine is very helpful getting those parasites to get up and leave. Cure for hives. Okay, so Christine, you have to listen to last week's detoxing. Basically, what causes hives is the cleansing process is broken. And what's broken is the liver piece is broken. So the liver and the bile ducts are stuck. So even though your bowels are clear, your liver is not. So the cure for hives is to somehow open up that liver. You could use vitality capsules. You could do a liver flush. You could increase your hydration. So turpentine is not going to help hives. In fact, it can make it worse. So the fact that you have hives means that you don't want turpentine releasing more toxins and parasites into circulation because your liver is already clogged. So stop the turpentine for sure. And work on clearing your liver and your hives will go away. So when it's told they have liver failure, can anything be done? Yeah. A cousin was told transplant or 2 months to live. All right. Yeah, if you got 2 months to live, you can turn that around. And they said you had 2 weeks to live. Uh-oh, problem over there. But if you've got 2 months to live with your bad liver, then yeah, there's a lot you can do. So Nicole says, McDonald's just had an outbreak of intestinal parasites in their salads in the Midwest. Okay, first of all, you are not McDonald's. Question, how did this happen? What do we know about McDonald's that would tell us they're going to have an outbreak of intestinal problems with their products? We know that, number one. Number two, it's going to be intestinal. How do we know this? We only need to know two things about McDonald's. That's it. And we know this is going to happen. What? Number one, they transport their food across state lines. It's a centralized food situation where food is put in trucks and trucked to different McDonald's, and food crosses state lines in trucks. Got that. The number one risk factor for food poisoning is eating food that has crossed state lines, because it's been transported in trucks. And there's cross-contamination that occurs in those trucks. So what do? You transport meat one way, take it out the truck, put the produce in the truck. The produce picks up the intestinal parasites from the meat, and you've got contamination going on. Now, why doesn't the contaminated meat cause sickness? It's cooked. So cooking the meat is a way of killing the parasites. So you don't have McDonald's problem because you probably are not a trucking company.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we're going to give the chat room a little bit of love here. Will the Vitality Capsules and Candida regimen clean up all blood disorders, or do I need a different regimen? I'm not sure what blood disorder you have, but it will certainly help. What is the white coating on the tongue? Is that Candida? It is Candida, but it's also a sign that your liver is clogged. Tongue, pink. So when you have a white coat on your tongue, that means your liver is dumping toxins via the tongue because they're not going out the other end. What do you think of borax taken internally? It can be helpful, but it's not always necessary. For example, if you're eating collard greens, there's plenty of borax in collard greens. Okay, I have a thyroid disorder. I have overactive and underactive nodules. I'm doing the Candida cleaner, and I'm having parasites come out every poop. Very good, very good. Will my thyroid function return to normal during the cleaner? It very well could. Dr. Danz, I managed to pick up some veal brain yesterday. How should I go about cooking it? Funny you should ask. So you guys see me up and down, running back and forth. What am I doing? What am I doing? I've got pig brain cooking. So I've got pig brain in the fryer. And I've got pig brain eggs. So let's just see how they're doing. Check it out. Be right back. Two ways. I've made pig brain with curry. This pig brain curry. Let me see if I can show this to you. This is pig brain with eggs. And as you can see, I put lots of spices in it. Pig brain's pretty bland. This is fried pig brain. And I put it in the air fryer. You can see it's a little brown, a little crispiness. And then I put a little dab of lard on it. So I'm going to take a little taste of the fried pig brain. Not bad. All right, here's the pig brain and eggs. So this is, I put it in a pan and just fried it. Eggs is much better. Much better. Very nice. Mmm. I have some bread here. I should have bought a knife to cut it, but I peeled some off. The pig brain and egg is much better with the bread. Wonderful. The texture of the brain is like cream. If you can imagine heavy cream, and like 10 times creamier. That's the texture. All right. So why eat pig brain? Or even veal brain? Because it actually heals your brain. It makes it sharper. It heals your body. It supercharges your adrenal glands, wipes out any and all adrenal fatigue, and creates immense strength. As a former vegan, I would rather eat vegetables, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't want to be debilitated, so here I am. All right. That's the bread. Stephanie says, oh my God, you're making me hungry. Oh, good point. So pig brain is extremely, extremely satisfying. Still eat as much pig brain as you saw me eat there. Not a lot. And that's it. You're done for the day. You feel totally satisfied. No hunger. Don't want to eat anything else. You're done. You have all this energy, and you can get all so much done because you're not cooking food, preparing food, cleaning up after yourself. So. Well, White said, I had a brain tumor removed 16 years ago. Guess I'll start eating pig brain. Is that right, doctor? More or less. Now, the other thing about pig brain is it's super, 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 super concentrated nutrients, which means you can't just willingly eat pig brain. You have to be well hydrated. You've got to have those bowel movements going and have turpentine on board. I'll do another radio show on this, but I the first 2 days, so I took pig brain one day, like, wow. Oh, man, Superman, this is like even more than liver. Whoa. Then this first day. Second day, I developed incredible increase in physical strength. But I noticed parasites were just they were just having a party. I said, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I took turpentine and just shut that right down. So you have to do that. All right. My mother cooked brains for the family, but I would never eat them. Shame on you. Like the country song said, your mother tried. She tried. She did her best. She did her best. Pig is supposed to be so bad, and I thought eggs weren't good for you. Again, you have to eat what you have to eat to accomplish what you want. If you're physically as strong as you want to be and your brain is as sharp as you want it to be, then there'd be no need to eat pig brain. But if you want to increase your physical strength, if you want to increase your mental functioning, I would recommend pig brain. Yes, Marie, you are correct, Marie. Your neighbor only ate egg whites. We can just stop right there because that's what today's whole show is about. She processed her food to the point of malnutrition. She ate the whites, not the yolk. So she's missing important nutrients. And that's really the only takeaway message you need. You don't need to get all complicated about it. Oh, I think it was a lecithin. Well, no, no, no. I think it was the protein. Well, no, no. I think it was the, the vitamin A, the retinol in the egg yolks. It doesn't matter. Point is, she was malnourished. Does turpentine cross the blood-brain barrier? You betcha. Thank God it does. Thank God it does. Yes, it does. All right. Can you buy pig brain in America? Yes, you can buy pig brain in America. But not just any place. You must go to the nearest Hispanic community or the Chinese. That's who has it. All right. So, Red House, I don't understand your question. Thought pig brains were illegal in your country. Exactly. So I had to get my logistics experts. I had to call all my friends, call in the favors. And I managed to get it. So my supplier, sharing my pig brains with him. Hopefully he'll experience positive benefits, and this will encourage him to continue to supply me. Substitute of a pig brain would be cow brain. Okay, so Rittenhouse has blah, 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 blah in his urine and his blood. And so if you have impurities in your urine and your blood, the answer is increase hydration and increase bowel movements and decrease the protein in your diet. Very simple. All right. Now, another thing. First is that I thought pig brains were illegal in your country. So again, you cannot allow people to tell you what to eat. You must have that decision with yourself. If someone tells you this food is illegal, that food is illegal, you tell them, fine, you don't eat it. But you can't allow that. You know, once someone tells you what you can eat, like I said, they own you. And so you have to reserve that right to yourself. Whether you choose to be vegan, whether you choose to be paleo, whether you choose, whatever you choose, it's your choice and you have a right to it. And that's what you need to defend. And you need to be firm about that. You cannot allow someone or some administrative whatever to tell you what you can and cannot eat. There may come a time in your life where you'll have to eat XYZ or ABC, whatever it is, but you need that flexibility. Okay. Okay, so Peg Kenny says, I've heard that when humans ate lots of meat, their brain size increased significantly, and now with our modern diets and lots of grain, the brain size is shrinking. I don't doubt that. I think it's very reasonable because your brain, human brain, very high amount of cholesterol in it. And there is zero cholesterol in a grain or plant-based diet. And so that does cause the brain to shrink. And I think the biggest effect of banning or the government's attempts, whoever's attempting this, I don't know, to lower cholesterol and to ban the consumption of cow brains has been a substantial loss of intelligence in the U.S. population, and it's unfortunate. All right, Kim, you need a discovery session. Figure out what the heck you're doing wrong. You can get that at drjenniferdaniels.org, and that will take care of that for you. Okay. All right. So PlayStron says, when taking turpentine with sugar or castor oil, I'm bloating. And yes, the solution to that is Vitality Capsules. So you don't have enough forward motion in your gut to move things along. And the turpentine is releasing stuff at a faster rate than what your body is dumping into the toilet. For hair loss, do you recommend the root beer tea? It won't hurt, but for hair loss, blackstrap molasses is great. It's amazing. Blackstrap molasses, you can use small willow flour. Yeah. Can you get Kuru from animal brains? No. Kuru is imaginary. In other words, if you're talking about mad cow disease, it's imaginary. That was one big fabricated story by the medical industrial complex to get you to not eat animal brains so that you would lower the IQ of yourself and your children. Christine says, what about mail order pig brain? You can probably find mail order anything online. Yeah, go for it. I think it's there. Where can one find a cow brain? A slaughterhouse. People who raise cows, if you have a farmer who raises cows. What do you think of using alpha-lipoic acid supplements for the liver? Yeah, you can do that. I do take them myself. However, I think when you have a liver situation, you have to immediately stop what's causing it. And you've got to figure out what that something is, whether it's alcohol, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's constipation. There's something, whether it's the cosmetics, there is something causing this liver damage. And you throw these herbs at it, I mean, that's nice, you know, spend a few hundred, few thousand dollars, but the real deal is you have to stop the damage. So Cedric, it's a very good question. Cedric says, can you cook out the brain parasites, or did you mean the parasites already in your body love the brain, pig brains too? I think it was the parasites already in my body that loved the pig brain. But I took the turpentine dose, and in really a minute, the parasites just shut down. The other thing about eating brain of any kind is you don't need a lot of it. Like 1 ounce is plenty. And it's super, super concentrated. So you have to eat it with some raw or raw vegetables or raw fruit. Not with, but like I just ate this. As soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to eat a piece of maybe papaya or have some lettuce. You've got to do that. If you don't do that, then you'll start getting vague aches and pains, maybe a little tummy problem or something. But I found that I needed to, that was necessary after eating the pig brain. Okay, Judy, Cedric. All right. I thought pork is not good to eat for our bodies. All right, so there's an old Chinese saying, everything on the planet has healing properties. Question is, just what's going on with you and what to heal? The reason I mentioned pork is because it's easy, it's more easily accessible. Because of cultural practices in the United States, the cow is just not accessible. the cow skin is sold for a very high price, so it's very hard to get cow skin and cow legs and corresponding cow parts that might be useful. Now, a lot of people here are mentioning goats. So if you have goats, then that's another possibility. But the problem is the cow, economically speaking, is spoken for and disseminated, and cow parts in many cases are beyond the reach of someone who's not ready to spend thousands of dollars for the whole cow. The bread recipe is in one of the past shows, yes. Elishima says, I pass on the pig brain. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I know.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so the question about hogshead cheese. Is there brain in hogshead cheese? There is no brain in hogshead cheese. Hogshead cheese contains the connective tissue and meat from outside the skull of the hogshead. So the actual brain is not included in hogshead cheese. Another piece of deceptive representation. And well, I mean, strictly speaking, they're kind of accurate because it's from the head of the hog, but it just doesn't include the brain. What are your thoughts about morning oil pulling? I think it's a great idea. Yes. If anything practiced for hundreds of years, it still works today. Thumbs up on that. All right, Ron from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for your time and patience. The urine, you mentioned the urine about the my high urine protein. You told me to do the water and stop eating much, eating so much protein.
Yeah, stop eating any protein, yeah.
Oh, no, any protein, okay. And then last week I missed the part you told me about the multiple myeloma. I don't have it, but I might be a candidate for it.
No. Just flush it. Bunch of nonsense. So if you change your diet and start doing enemas and drink water, it'll clear up.
The multiple myeloma will clear up.
You don't have multiple myeloma. The protein in your blood and urine will clear up.
Oh,
so don't accept
any
labels you don't already have. It's bad enough as it is, right? So that make it worse.
Okay, so you say do the enema. What else?
Stop the meat, increase your water.
Stop the meat and increase in water.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear. Have a good day.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye. We have Hudson in New York. Hi, Hudson.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Daniels? I'd like to know if you have any thoughts about electrohypersensitivity and multi-chemical sensitivity.
Yeah. So these sensitivities are caused by parasites and toxins in your blood that are reacting to these electrical signals. So you've got to clean your blood. Vitality capsules is an excellent place to start. Most people notice a tremendous improvement just with that alone. You need to definitely change your diet. And you could minimize your exposure if you know what your exposure is.
Okay, great. So do the turpentine parasite cleanse?
I wouldn't start with turpentine. Your blood is too toxic, all right? So the fact that you have a sensitivity means that you have a ton of toxins, chemicals, and parasites in your blood. You don't want to take the turpentine and put more of them into your blood.
Okay, so I should get the vitality capsules first?
Right, to clear out your intestines. So listen to last week's episode about detoxing and the order of detoxing. And so by taking the turpentine, you're going out of order and you're going to make yourself worse.
I got you. Okay, so I'll look at your show on detoxing and then follow that protocol. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and do you have the report from Candida Cleaner?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so read that again and listen to the detox program. That should do it for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RB.